I'm a chicken fried, a cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and a radio.
Oh, 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 oh. Oh, that is music to your ears. Don't we sound so good?
Yeah, we sound.
Hello, everybody. This is John Reap, and over here is
Sarah Tiana. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, everybody. You're listening to another awesome, amazing episode of the Fried Pod. Don't eat Tide Pods.
Yeah.
Listen to the Fried Pod.
Yeah.
And we're doing something different this episode. We're actually going live right now on our Facebook pages.
Yeah.
And we're going to take questions from you guys.
Yeah, we're going to take questions.
And then we'll ignore you after a while. But
yeah.
And then we'll talk to each other. we're experimenting right now. So
yeah, we've never done that. I've actually never gone live for
Can't believe you've never done this.
I've never done anything.
It's really cool. Like, you've got 35 people right now watching you.
Look at that. I'm super.
Got 61 over here.
You're winning.
This guy, Sean, says he likes your hat.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Hi, my hat.
Yeah.
OG Braves hat.
That's right. You said that last show.
You're
that's
Jeff?
An original logo of the Braves.
Yeah, the original old school logo.
That's right.
Oh, my sister's watching. Oh, no.
Oh,
now I have to be nice.
Okay, sister, ask some questions. So what's going on, Sarah?
So
how you been?
I've been good.
Yeah.
I've been busy, obviously. Still moving, getting ready to start the VMAs, which is...
Tell me a little bit about, I know you haven't started it yet, but how does that gig come about for you? And do you write for a specific person?
Yeah, so I'm writing for Tiffany Haddish, who will be hosting the VMAs.
How do I know that name? I'm so behind.
Tiffany was in Girls Trip. She's in that movie Night School with Kevin Hart coming up.
Okay. She's hosting it.
She's hosting the VMAs. She's an old friend of mine from the Comedy Store.
Oh.
She's probably, like, she's the first black female comic to host SNL. She's the first.
Does she do stand-up as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's the first black female comic to go to the Met Gala.
Wow.
I've been trying to get her to be the first black female comic to write a positive Yelp review.
That doesn't happen very often, huh?
It doesn't happen that often.
Have you ever written a Yelp review in your life? Have you ever done it?
Yeah, only when I'm really mad.
Right, no one ever
that's
likes...
That's what white girls do. We write angry Yelp reviews and emails to... That's just a very white girl thing. Just like, I'm going to write a bad review. I'm going to talk to your manager.
I'm going to bring this place to its knees. Yeah. You'll be sorry I didn't get my mayonnaise when I asked for it.
Well, Matt Wright wants to know, when you write for a specific person, do you try to get inside that person's head? What the technical term for that is, you try to get their voice.
Yes.
You try to write for their voice.
Okay.
And so when it comes to Tiffany, I know, you know, she's a little bit more vulgar than me. She's also a lot more confident than me and bold and brazen. And so it's a little bit like that. So
you know her though. So
I know
this
her very well.
That hard for you to get inside her head or
no,
speak
I know
her
the,
voice.
Yeah, like I said, the Yelp review thing. When I told her that, you know, I know that's going to make her laugh.
Yeah.
And I roasted Tiffany a long time ago.
Oh, you did.
yes, in a roast battle, and I remember it.
How'd that go?
It was great because the very first thing I said was, this roast battle is going to go down exactly like it would 200 years ago, and I'm going to own you. And it was great.
Was that on Comedy Central?
No, that was just in the belly room. That was an original roast battle.
Have you ever, like, is it hard? Because I know you do this for a lot of other people as well. Is it hard sometimes to get in someone's head, like he said, or speak in their voice? What's one of the most difficult ones you've had? Or someone you're like, who is this dude? Like, is it some stranger? Or
I guess not. No.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times what ends up happening, like when we write for the roast, because we have the roast of Bruce Willis coming up.
Oh.
So it's...
Well, I guess if you're roasting, if someone's getting roasted, they're kind of famous and you...
You're writing jokes about them.
Yeah.
The most I think I would normally do is just give people tags when I'm watching their comedy.
Oh, okay.
But I think I've always just been a joke writer.
Yeah.
So no matter who the person, you know, the joke, usually my jokes are pretty, you know, and unless a person just has a really outspoken voice. Like, I've written jokes for Kevin Hart. I've written jokes for Jeff Ross. And
right.
Tiffany Haddish. Like, all those people are completely different. So,
yeah.
When you're writing jokes like that, or I'll sit and write with a person, and then I'll just be like, what's a premise that you want to work on? And then I'll just kind of beat it out with them.
Yeah. That's hard. I mean, that's, I admire you for that skill, because, we just did a roast together not long ago in Nashville, and I hated it.
Yeah.
I'm like, I had all these jokes, and you helped me.
I did.
But I just, you know, I got up there, and I felt weird because I didn't know him. Like, I didn't know this person wasn't a famous person.
Mm-mm.
So we just had to go online and look up a little bit about him.
Yeah.
And it was tough. I mean, I got a couple of laughs here and there, but I was just couldn't wait for it to be over with.
Yeah.
And
the hardest part of roasting is just the confidence behind it, you know, and then like reading the room. It's like a very intense reading of the room.
Yeah.
Whereas when we're comics, we're always reading the room to know like, oh, you guys don't like this material.
Uh-huh.
But you can't just hunker down and just keep delivering it.
Yeah.
You have to go like, then you have to start making
Pull
fun
back.
Of yourself.
Oh, I see.
You know,
yeah.
You start have to be rabbit it, as I say, like Eminem, you know, in 8 Mile.
Okay.
You start making fun of yourself.
Uh-huh.
And the more you do that, the more you can go after the other person. So I've written so many fun roast jokes that have never
made it.
Yeah.
Just because you didn't get to it in time, or because you had to self-edit and go like, well, they're not ready for that one.
Yeah, it got cut, like on the Rob Lowe roast. My favorite roast joke that I wrote for Riggle was, Riggle was talking about Rob Lowe having a huge dick. and he was like, I was like, oh, you just turned that around.
Sorry.
I'm getting
a phone call.
So I was like, Rob Lowe, this is in Riggle's voice, like, by my count, that makes 3 giant dicks on stage. Mine, yours, and whatever that thing in Jules' purse is. And that was a fun joke. My other favorite joke was during James Franco. We wrote, I had this joke for Jeff Ross, which was, James Franco, you're an insult to Italian actors everywhere. James Gandolfini must be trying to roll over in his grave right now. Which is a really good, smart fat joke.
He's a big boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you guys think growing up Southern affects your comedy?
Oh, totally.
That's the whole style.
That is this whole podcast weird way.
Yeah.
That's why it's fried. We're two Southern comedians trying to make it in Southern California.
Yeah.
You know, it totally affects me because we have the accent, right? So especially with living out here and sounding like this, that's the first thing they hear, and you got to address it. I feel like I have to address it every time, otherwise they can't let it go. They go like, well, does he know he sounds stupid?
Uh-huh.
So I feel like I have to address it every time. I think I've gone to like it more lately.
Yeah.
Because it does set you apart, you know?
Oh, I think it's a huge advantage because you're just in a smaller niche, you know? My friend Dano is asking you to do ponchos.
Well, he says, Sarah, get John to do ponchos.
The great comedy room.
Where is it?
Where is it, Dano?
Side.
It's on the west side. It's like near Manhattan Beach.
Okay, hook me up.
Dano, by the way, I just moved around the corner from there, so I can do it more often.
Oh, very good. Well, tell me about ponchos. What is that?
It's a Mexican restaurant, but it's amazing. And it has this huge bar area with this beautiful stage.
Okay.
And a lot of the LA Kings eat there. And I used to see, Phil Jackson, the old Lakers coach.
Okay, yeah.
He would just be eating there by himself.
No kidding.
It was the best.
And where is it again?
It's like in Manhattan Beach.
Manhattan Beach.
Yeah.
Well, that's a haul.
It's
buddy.
A haul. Yeah.
So you get. I got to get free food at least. Couple of Coronas.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I think you do get some of that.
All right, good.
Shane Russell asks, if you were a 50s mobster, what would be your alias?
Oh, 50s mobster. What would be my alias? I don't know. Maybe you like Red Rooster because he's such a cock. I don't know. I have no idea. I've never thought of
the
that
Red
before.
Rooster.
That was actually my CB handle when I... had
Red Rooster.
Yeah, Red Breaker 1-9. Booger, you got yours on out there. It's Red Rooster. If you're going to Hardee's, I need you to stop in there and get me a chicken biscuit. I mean, we had CB radios. It was a lot of fun growing up. I had one in my car.
You did?
My brother had one in his car. My buddy Booger had one. My buddy Marty had one. My buddy Marty had one with an intercom on it, like cops
a
do.
A CB radio with an intercom?
So that you could... holler at people that are just walking down the sidewalk. Like he would park. We would have so much fun with this thing.
Like pull over?
Like a cop. Yeah. Yeah, 100%. And the fun thing about it is you could park his truck at a Hardee's somewhere and at the drive through.
Hardee's. And I prefer to call it Hardee's and not Carl's Jr.
Hardee's. It's French.
Hardee's.
But we would mess with people because you could... be on the same channel on a CB, right? It's like channel 5. And then I'd be in my car. He'd have his CB radio on, but not in the car. And you could talk to people from his truck without having to be in the truck. And it would just mess with people.
Wow.
So as you're like going through a drive-through window, you pull up, you're like, yeah, I want a number 4. A truck across, you go, scratch that. I want a 5 and cotton candy. And they're like, who is saying that? So we had so much fun messing with people.
That would have been a great video. You know, like it seems like one of those Jimmy Kimmel videos where like people don't know where the sound is coming from and they're looking around.
It was fun.
Kind of, wow, what would be my CB handle?
Yeah, what's your or your 50s mobster
probably
name?
Tomahawk.
Like
a Braves Tomahawk.
I get it.
Tomahawk coming in.
Here comes Tomahawk.
Tomahawk.
Scalping people right and left.
Hawker or just... Roaster.
Oh, Tomahawk Roaster.
The Red Roaster.
There you go.
I'll be the Red Roaster.
Okay.
You be the Red Roaster.
I like that.
Well, my nickname is the Roastest with the Mostest.
That's right.
Which Roastest are the shirts the that I'm making now. So, and hats. But it just says RWTM.
That's right. And so if you, my buddy Brent Blakeney is chiming in.
CB named Clutch.
Clutch. I nicknamed him Clutch.
Oh, that's his name.
I gave him that name because he opens for me a lot on the road, and I do theaters from time to time, and they won't have bars, so there's no beer in the building.
Oh.
And I remember one time, this is where he got the nickname. We're down in the green room backstage. And I'm like, man, I could use a drink right now. They don't have there's no beer here. This is like a dry county or something. He goes, don't, I got you. He reached into his bag, had a whole fifth of vodka.
No.
I was like, Clutch. He just clutched right there. So what's up, Brent?
Clutch is a great nickname.
Clutch is a good name. I thought about making him a shirt of like, you know, like the a clutch engine, right? Mm-hmm. And then having like the definition and also one who pulls through with vodka. Just adding that in there. But that's a lot of work.
Yeah. That's a lot of. Yeah,
you're not going to get that, Brent. I'm sorry. People say they like my shirt. I'm wearing a Johnny Cash shirt right now. Cheaper that you get at Target. I think I got this at a Target.
My friend Steve Church said that his grandpa was always on Channel 19. What's special about Channel 19?
That, for whatever reason, Channel 19 on CB radios was the popular one, right? So that's where everyone would go if you're like looking to talk to somebody. And then you'd take it to another channel if you wanted to talk privately with somebody. So, yeah.
Oh, wait. So.
So if you, okay. I'm trying to think of how to explain this.
On 19 was to talk privately.
No.
About
so
your
a
privates.
CB radio probably has like, I don't know, I'm going to say 30 channels, right?
Uh-huh.
And on each channel, it's just you could talk to whoever's on that certain channel. But everyone was sort of just go to 19 because that was the popular channel to talk to whoever, right? Like everyone just go there. Like mm-hmm. all the truckers, if you saw a trucker going down the road, you go to 19 because he's probably going to be on 19 because this, I don't know why. Everyone just chose 19.
Right.
And then if you're like, okay, take it to 4, then you would meet somebody on 4 and you could talk to them there. It's so stupid.
Meet me on channel 4.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So funny.
We almost got killed one time. My dad had a CB radio in his car, and it was me, my brother, and a guy named Kent, and my dad were taking a trip to Atlanta to go see a Falcons game.
Great trip.
Yep, when I was in high school. Mm-hmm. And he had a CB radio, and we were driving at night, and we saw a trucker, and we just started messing with this guy. We'd be like, and it had Central Transport on the back of the truck. So I go, Central Transport. You got yours on? Come on. And he go, yeah, go ahead. And so we started talking to him. I just started messing with him, right? I just kept saying his name over and over again. And he knew it was us in the car behind him. He goes, he said something like, you better stop messing with me. I'm going to bring 18 wheels across the hood of your car. And my dad snatched the CB out of my hand. You got to be careful on CB radios. Those truckers take it seriously, everybody. Yeah. So anyway, should we take some more questions?
I had one. Somebody asked me if we knew what a dry county was. And I was like, I know what a dry county is. I grew up in one.
Yeah, is that right?
Yeah. Did you grow up one?
No, we were in a dry county, but I've been to dry counties. That's dumb because it makes people want it more.
Yeah. And I remember going to the liquor store and the beer store, and they were in the same building, but just two different addresses.
Oh.
You know?
Had
two different doors.
Loophole.
And it was drive through.
Oh. Really?
And I would always go with my dad, and we would sit up because they had that good gum, the PAL gum, the PAL.
Oh.
You know, the PAL. The Hubba Bubba was the bigger one, but PAL was blue and white.
Interesting.
And then, it was smaller, but it was real, real sweet at the beginning.
Oh, I don't know if I've ever had that.
It didn't last as long as Hubba Bubba, and it didn't have the. It didn't have the comics or whatever, the jokes.
Oh, right.
It was so good. And they always had that at the liquor stores or the beer stores. So me and my sister would just we'd sit up real close, to make sure the guy in the window saw us, you know,
your dad would drive up to
get some
liquor.
You would at the bank, just make sure the teller sees you.
Oh, so that you get the gum.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, you're just so afraid they can't see you and they're going to forget.
Oh, there's kids back there. Give them some gum.
Yeah.
That's.
My dad would be like, you want to go to the beer store? We're like, yeah. Just because we wanted gum and candy.
Oh, man. We didn't have that. There was a dry county next to Hickory. But, you know, all that really meant was people would plan accordingly. They would be like, you know, if you can't get it on a certain day, then you would just buy more the next day before that.
Yeah.
You know, so it's really a dumb thing to do. I don't even know. I guess dry counties still exist out there. I don't know. I haven't been to one in a long time.
I think so. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Say no to dry counties.
Is Reap married?
Who's asking that question? Oh, crap. I got fat thumbs, y'all. Where is this at? Oh, Ricky Box.
Ricky Box.
Ricky Box wants to know if I'm married.
In high school.
No, I am not married. I was once married. Now I am not.
Yeah.
Are you married, Ricky?
Married to the game, this guy said.
Jay Hollingsworth.
Funny comic, Jay Hollingsworth.
He just had knee surgery. I saw him in the hospital on Instagram.
Oh, I did not see that.
Yeah. Hope
good
you're
for
doing
you,
okay,
Jay
Hollingsworth.
Okay, yeah. Shake and bake. Is it breaded?
Shake and bake, is it breaded?
I don't know.
Shake and bake, that's
bread. I know what it is.
Yeah.
Is it breadcrumbs that's in there?
That's a good question. I don't know if I've ever had shake and bake.
What?
I don't know if I've used it myself. I think I've eaten it. Like my mom's used it.
You think you've eaten it?
I'm sure.
You would know if
it's shake and bake, and I helped. I just remember the commercial.
It's the most delicious thing in the whole world.
Well, what's in it then?
Uh-huh.
I mean...
I don't know.
Spices.
Doesn't matter.
Salt and pepper.
Deliciousness.
Deliciousness. I'm going to say that it is breaded. I think there's some bread in there. Maybe flour. But who knows? All right. Let's see here.
Hey, from Wisconsin. Wow. Hi.
Ryan Nesbitt says, you know you're from a small town when your town has only one stop sign or one. Yes, of course. That's an oldie.
Allison said it's bread.
Bread.
Allison is my boyfriend's sister.
Oh, is that right?
Hi, Allison.
She knows. Well, I'll try not to.
She would know. She's probably a good. I actually haven't had her cooking, but I'm assuming it's good.
Here's some guy named Jeff Johnson. My dad had a friend who I'm a border. What? Okay.
I'm a border bar on the edge of a dry county who makes so much
money. Oh, yeah. Right on the border.
Yeah,
that's smart.
Yeah, I bet.
Have you ever been to.
We can't Google it, Charlie. We're both on our phones.
Doing
a live.
Yeah, we're trying to. We're multitasking right now.
Like a Facebook live. I don't know. That's what it's called.
We're doing two Facebook lives
and
recording an audio podcast.
Fried.
Yeah.
Live.
Fried live.
Fried live fried.
It's live fried, y'all.
And I helped.
Matt Wright, is Greg Cook really a good guy? I went to high school with this guy, Greg Cook.
Is he?
He's a good guy. Greg Cook is a good guy. He's very opinionated, but he's a good guy. I like him for that, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So look up Greg Cook, everybody. yeah, he's fine. I miss you, Greg. Okay. I haven't talked to him in forever. Have you been to south of the border? Do you know what that is?
The Mexican place?
Yeah, if you're going from North Carolina into South Carolina.
Well, south of the border is a chain restaurant.
That's true. So I'm talking about a specific place, though.
No.
Okay. So if you're driving, I think it's Interstate 95 from North Carolina into South Carolina. Maybe it's 85. I can't remember. As you go across the border, there is this gigantic area that they've made called south of the border because you can't buy fireworks in North Carolina, but you can buy them in South Carolina.
Yeah.
So they made a huge deal out of that. And the weird thing about south of the border is like every... Like if you're like 20 miles out, there'll be a big billboard that says 20 more miles till south of the border, and then another 5 miles. 15 as that counts down for you as you go.
So trashy.
It's 95, someone said. It's so trashy. It really is. It's like a ghost town. They made the fake town out of it. I think there's a hotel there too.
I think we stopped and took a picture there. Me and my boyfriend, we were driving from Washington to Savannah. Pretty sure we stopped on the side of the road because it was the craziest.
Yeah, it's like, why is this here?
It was late at night, so we didn't. We couldn't go. I don't think it was open.
Do you guys know? Is there a hotel in that place too?
So many
too?
Signs. There's so gotta be signs. A hotel.
Yeah, I stopped in there once just because I had to check it out.
Well,
I got some Black Cat fireworks.
It's like when I saw the sign for Delaware. We went to Delaware. I had to stop in front of Delaware and be like, "I'm in Delaware, from Wayne's World."
Yes, that's funny. I'm in Delaware.
Hello. I'm in Delaware.
This is so much fun.
Yeah.
So let's talk about fireworks for a minute. You ever had any bad experiences with fireworks?
Bad experiences.
Oh, interesting. Anything?
Well, always like those little...
sparklers.
The sparklers have always like in the eye.
Well, those things are
hot. You know, when you're laying on the ground watching them at the fair.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden like something just gets in your eye.
Yeah.
But no, I guess not.
Did your mom and dad ever like... buy fireworks for 4th of July and set them off just in your house?
The last time I shot off fireworks was at Allison's mom's house.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, because they like set them off all the time for the kids.
Fun. Yeah.
Yeah, her mom, Mary, they just like shooting them off.
Yeah.
And it's in the middle of Maine, so it's like nobody cares.
Nobody cares. I mean, that's how it was when I grew up. There was like, you could buy fireworks in South Carolina, you'd store them, and then 4th of July, everyone would have their own little fireworks in their yards.
Mm-hmm.
Illegal, but fun. Roman candles were great. You could just point them at people.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Pointing at people.
Oh, yeah. You chase people around the Roman candle.
Yeah, that sounds like a dude thing.
That's totally a dude thing. I have Roman candle fights.
Mm-hmm.
I used to like get those little snap and pops.
Those things?
You just throw them down and it just, you know.
Yeah, those used to terrify the dog.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
We used to get like...
the best fireworks show you ever saw?
The best one I ever saw?
Mm-hmm.
Probably, I'd say, well, behind here, actually, on the 4th of July, right here, mm-hmm. CBS Radford has their own fireworks.
That's nice.
People will drive and park back here and just to sit back here and watch the fireworks go off. It's pretty cool. They do a good job over here. But it's, you know, I like being around like Myrtle Beach, to me, has some of the best fireworks.
Oh, nice.
If you ever go to Myrtle Beach on the 4th of July, it looks like a war zone because there are fireworks going off everywhere. Like there's the professional ones that each pier has. And in between that, there's like rednecks with their own shit just like, you know, setting stuff off. And I've nearly lost a finger because my uncle was trying to light fireworks. He'd have a cigar and he'd just keep the cigar lit and just like, you know, light stuff with the cigar, right? A little fuse here, throw it that way. But I had a sparkler and I held it too long.
Oh, no.
And it, man, those things are really hot.
Well, it's like all the rednecks here in L.A. Well, the Mexican and the Central American people in Los Angeles are the new rednecks.
Yeah.
They're the West Coast rednecks.
That's right.
And they're just like us.
Yeah.
Every redneck I've ever grown up with is like fireworks going off in the yard. One year I went to a party up in the hills for 4th of July, and it was amazing because you could just see the fireworks going off all over the city.
Yeah.
And one time I was in an airplane.
Oh, wow.
And you could just see them going off on the ground over every city that you were going over. So nice. It ended up being pretty cool. I think the most beautiful ones I ever saw was Lake Tahoe. I think those are the best ones.
What is it?
Because you could see the reflection on the water, too.
Oh, that's pretty.
Last year, we were in Washington, D.C., because I wanted to see those ones.
Oh, yeah.
And they were amazing, but we ended up sitting in the wrong place, and you couldn't hear any music. So the ones in Lake Tahoe, you just tune your radio to the radio station in town, and then they're synced up with that radio station.
That's pretty cool.
So no matter where you are, you can see, you can listen to the music along with the fireworks, and then they're in sync with them.
Nice.
And then I assumed Washington, D.C. would be the same, but it was not. Oh, yeah. Stone Mountain has some good ones.
This
You're
guy
right.
says Niagara Falls
Ooh.
Has some good ones. I bet that would be nice.
Third and fourth.
I like that they have it set to music. They do that back here as well.
Yeah, but you can hear the set to music one. It's like Disneyland. Disneyland has the set to music ones. You ever been driving from San Diego to L.A.?
Did you see them go off?
And then you see them go off at 9 o'clock?
Yeah. Fireworks are great.
Stone Mountain does have good ones, but they also have the laser show.
So, oh, is that right? Stone Mountain, Georgia.
Stone Mountain is where, you know, you have the Confederate generals carved into the
side. That's okay.
Mountain.
Have you ever seen that?
Yes.
Where is that?
Of course. Okay. It's like, it's a rite of passage.
I've never
up.
Been. I have to go check it out sometime.
Yeah. It's actually a really beautiful park.
Yeah.
Because there's like a train and a big picnic, and climbing it is really fun.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of a good exercise.
You can, you can hike it up there and
you
stuff?
You can hike up there, or you can just take the tram.
How far is it from, like, what city is it close to?
It's probably like 30 minutes outside of Atlanta.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you could usually see it when you're flying in.
No kidding.
Yeah,
I'll have
you'll
to go
see
check
like
that
just
out.
Like this giant rock dome.
How big is it?
The mountain?
Like, is it as big as like, you know, the one in, what's the one I'm thinking of? With the presidents.
Oh, Mount Rushmore.
Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, it's probably about that tall.
Okay.
But it's like, I mean, I don't know area wise, but it's giant. I mean, it'd probably be like looking at to the top of Griffith Park when you're when you're standing at the base of it there. But yeah,
I gotta check that one
they
out.
Make there's like the laser show on the side of the mountain, and then they make the lasers look like the horse's legs.
Oh, like they're running.
Yeah,
clever.
Yeah, and it's
old Stone Mountain.
They're playing the music that goes along with the Confederacy. You know. Well,
let's see what other questions we got going on here.
Good old
we get people come
stuff.
Popping in and out here. For those of you listening at home, we're trying something different. We're going live.
Yeah, which
on
we've
our,
never done.
Facebook pages as well. So
fireworks over the arch and on the Mississippi in St. Louis is really cool.
Okay.
My friend Steve thinks everything in St. Louis is better.
Oh yeah. Sam Kilby says hi. Saw you in Garner. Great show. Also saw you at the radio station, WQDR. And you
saw
asked,
him at the radio station.
You saw me there. Okay. You asked if we won a contest. I said, no, we lost one. And we all laughed and laughed. Yeah, maybe laugh again. That's funny. All right. Here you go. Jeff Johnson says, I seen a guy fishing with an M80 in Michigan.
Oh, is that fishing?
That's illegal.
That's shooting fish in a barrel, right? Or in a lake.
I like that he says he's seen it.
Yeah.
Did you seen it, Jeff?
I seen it.
Or did, okay.
I seen a guy fishing.
I seen it. That's illegal. But,
but it's funny.
You can't do that. You'll go to jail, or they'll give you a ticket for that. My brother.
But not for watching it. They won't give you a ticket.
It works. I mean, it's probably a very efficient way to get fish.
I mean,
what are you going to sit in a,
if you
in
go
a boat all day with a pole?
An assault rifle, I think you have a better odds.
Yeah, I mean, what are we doing here? We're looking for meat or
is
not?
Is it sport or is it just acting like an asshole?
Yeah, a buddy of mine, his dad used to do a thing called telephoning. You ever heard of this?
Is that where you whack a fish with a telephone?
Yeah. Oh, so you heard of it.
Yeah. I know what it is. Yeah.
No, he would take an old phone, the kind that you would crank, right?
Yeah.
And you would stick.
Not the crank, this way.
Like
crank.
Like that kind. And he would stick the wires in the water, and it would give an electrical current, and it would electrocute the fish in the water, and it all come flopping up. You'd just take a net and get your fish. It's called telephoning. That is also illegal. Do not do that, kids. But it is efficient.
It seems like it would have another It's called electrocuting.
Yeah.
Telephone.
I guess because the way he used electrocuting was a telephone.
Telephoning sounds so sweet.
It does. Let's call him up.
It sounds like something you do, like, to make sure everybody brings the right dish to church on Sunday. Like, we got to do a telephoning.
Oh, is that this weekend? We're doing the telephoning? Oh, good. I've been wanting to talk to these salmon down here. It's horrible.
I wonder if you could do that in the ocean.
Oh, I don't know. The ocean's probably too big. I think it's going to be like a small...
No, I mean, I wouldn't think the whole ocean.
I mean, you have that big telephone.
You have a telephone pole?
I don't know how that works.
Now, wouldn't you think that it would just work in that little area as the charge goes? Almost like lightning. You know how lightning dissipates.
I imagine it would work in the ocean. I mean, if there's fish nearby. I don't know. But I've never done it. I've just heard about it.
If it was in a lake, then it couldn't electrocute the whole lake.
Right.
It electrocutes the area where it puts it in.
Yeah.
But I don't know if saline.
Let's see what Ryan says.
We're not scientists.
No, I've never claimed to be a scientist. Here in New York, you can't buy fireworks, but we just go to PA for the 4th. We do not set a gasoline-soaked bonfire with a Roman candle. Don't do it. That sounds fun.
Do not set a gasoline-soaked bonfire.
That sounds like it would work. You ever been to a bonfire growing up? You ever have fun bonfire experiences?
I think any bonfire experience
is fun.
Pretty fun.
Yeah, like pep rallies. We do them in high school. We have pep rallies, bonfires, and stuff like that.
We always just end up doing those big fires when we're camping.
Yeah.
You just start making... fire as big, like you're all drunk and stoned, and so you're just throwing
what else can we fire throw in there?
Stuff in there, and then the fire gets so big, and you're like, oh, I have made fire. You use the line from Castaway, you know,
Tom Hanks.
All of a sudden you're out of firewood, and freezing.
Go get that old dirty tire. That won't hurt our lungs. Let's do that. I grew up doing bonfires and. There are people who throw like all kinds of dumb shit in there.
Yeah.
Like I had a buddy of mine throw bullets in there.
Oh, God.
And that's just dumb.
That's...
Yeah.
You could die.
You could die. You could get shot.
You could die.
We've thrown like cow patties.
That's
dumb. Mm-hmm. It's like, and then at some point, they do that thing where it's like you try to walk through the hot coals. That happens. And then the cops come and tell you to put it out. I had a guy...
it's usually way too late after they've come and told you to put it out.
Yeah, it's like, thanks for showing up finally.
Paint cans. Oh, my God. Paint cans in the fire?
It's whatever's nearby. That's how bonfires start. It starts
your
off,
shoes,
like you said, stupid...
Your clothes.
Right, right. A friend of mine told me once that his high school is having a bonfire, right, as a pep rally. And they took the opposing team's jersey and put it on a wooded thing that they made and put it in the middle of the bonfire. The jersey quickly burned off, and now it's just a cross. And now in the middle of this fire is a burning cross. And everyone's looking around like, let's put that out.
Yeah, let's put that out.
It was pretty embarrassing.
I'm sure all the football players were like, wow.
Not smart.
A burning cross.
Yeah.
Have you ever smoked marijuana?
Well, of course.
Well, of course. You said that like, have you ever read the Bible? Well, of course.
I mean, I you can't be a comedian at 46 years of age and not have smoked marijuana.
Conk?
I meant to say crack. I haven't smoked crack.
I remember one time my mom was helping me move from one apartment to another, whatever. And somebody, I guess, had given me a marijuana pipe, but I never saw it because... First of all, I don't really smoke marijuana. I mean, it's got to be pretty rare.
Uh-huh.
It's usually in a controlled environment, like when I'm camping.
Right.
And so somebody had given me like a martini shaker.
Okay.
But I guess inside the martini shaker was a marijuana pipe.
Okay.
And I hear my mom in the kitchen going, "Oh my God." And I was like, what? And she goes, "Look what this is." And I was like, "What is that?" And she goes, "I think it's a crack pipe." And I was like, "What?" And
how'd
I look
that get
at
in
it.
There?
And I look at it. I'm like, "Mom, no, that's like a marijuana pipe." And she's like, "Oh, well, but still, you know." Like, so she's like, and I'm like first of all, that's not mine. Like, right. Obviously, like, so somebody gave it to me and I didn't know.
You didn't know.
I never even, I've never even opened the martini shaker. And then I was like, first of all, not only do you assume that I'm doing drugs, right, but the drug that you assume I'm doing is crack. Like, that is a huge leap.
Right.
Like, you, like, do I act like someone that smokes crack?
Mom, like, look at me.
That is quite the leap.
Yeah, that's a big jump.
Like, I do not have the skin of a crackhead. Sorry. No. I work did very you, hard to not.
Did you actually play one once on Reno 911?
A crackhead?
Yeah.
No, she was just slow.
Oh, okay.
Not slow. Not slow. She just more like Asperger-y.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Carmen, she's just really smart, you know. Just she does a lot of lists. She likes to make lists.
Lisp. I like a good lisp. We had a high school football coach who had a lisp, and it's unfortunate because he's pretty smart. But you know, when you're in high school, and your coach has a lisp, and he would always say, "You got to keep your head on a swivel. So you can look both ways. Keep your head on a swivel. You never know where that ball's coming from."
Yes.
Poor
my
guy.
Character's name was Carmen.
Carmen, that's right.
That's my sister reminding me.
And I have smoked weed, yes. There was a period in college.
Right before this.
It changed. Some of about like when I hit my 40s, it wasn't as fun. Like my inner voice.
It makes me tired. I don't even know the point. Like, unless I really want to have a good sleep, but with nightmares, that's when I should right. take weed.
Yeah, my inner voice gets louder. It's like if I get paranoid, mm-hmm. and my inner voice is like, "What are you doing, dude? Why'd you do that? You're so stupid. You have a mortgage. You have responsibilities."
I remember one time when we were on a camping trip.
Uh-huh.
My friend Clinton Forrest Pickens.
I love that name right away.
Oh, he's a comic. I haven't seen him do stand up in a long time, but one of my favorite stand up comics from Texas. And he one time we convinced him to eat a pot brownie.
Oh boy.
Does
he not do no. weed as much?
Mm-mm.
So this guy,
you, this was a
did
new,
he know it was a pot brownie?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, we wouldn't have tricked him. But then you know, he just thought there was all kinds of stuff going on like around him,
right.
And he threw up on my friend Sarah's shoes outside of our tent, and he goes, "Where's the girl who's taking care of me?" And my friend Sarah goes,
like that. "You're on your own, buddy.
Yeah,
all by yourself."
Is drinking worse than getting high?
Well, for me, getting high is worse because I stop talking, I get paranoid, and I'm not having fun drinking. I know the pace in which I want to do that.
Yeah, I know how much I can have.
Yeah.
Like, I can have a little and be good, but if I have marijuana, then I'm going to be starving and thirsty and tired, and I'm gonna have some crazy.
Oh yeah, and I'll
because
pig out.
Also, the marijuana in California is like,
oh, it's too good.
It's crazy strong.
Yeah.
One time I was on Joey Diaz podcast.
Oh boy,
you know, and Joey's just eating these stars. He calls them.
Okay.
Well,
is it like a gummy?
A gummy.
Yeah.
And he hands me a bag. He's just like. Just swallowing them, just throwing
like gummy vitamins.
He's eaten like 10.
Oh boy.
And he's like, "Do you want one?" And I was like, you know,
it's candy.
He's like, "Here." And I was like, "Okay." He's like, "Come on, Sarah Tiana. Come on, Sarah Tiana. We're going deep, motherfuckers." You know, like, he's doing all this. That's right, savages. And and I'm like, "Yeah, sure, Joey, I can do it." You know,
right?
And you know. Every single time I've ever been on his podcast was like probably like four times, I've had a little.
Yeah.
So he goes, "Take a half of a serving." Well, a serving is three. So I take one.
Okay. All
right.
Take one.
30 minutes after that, I pass out. Like, I can literally not even sit up. During the podcast.
Oh, no.
Not only can I not keep my eyes open, I can't even sit up.
Oh man.
I pass out on the couch. I have to take an Uber home.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, I cannot.
Oh,
move.
Shit.
My mom listened to it, of course.
Oh, boy.
Texts me the next day and is like, "Are you okay?" And I'm like, gosh dang it. I'm so embarrassed that my mom saw that.
Yeah. I don't think my parents have ever seen me high. I wouldn't want them to.
No.
There was one summer, a buddy of mine in college, he was a horticulture major.
That's such a funny word.
I know. Right? It is.
Horticulture. Which is really fun to say if you're stoned, I bet. Horticulturist.
Where's Kaufman and his horticulture major?
Especially if you have a lisp, I'm a horticulturist.
This dude grew his own plant in his closet. I'm talking. He knew how to do it. They had lights in there, had a watering system, all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of the summer, he harvested it. And we all got our own bag, grocery filled bag of weed. So he goes, I just remember being in my apartment one summer.
Grocery bag.
I'm talking like a plastic grocery bag full of weed. Yeah.
Oh my God.
He goes, that's yours. I'm like, this is your cut. I'm like, what?
Your cut.
No, it was horrible.
What, being quiet? Oh, it was horrible.
I mean, it was like you had to smoke a whole joint to catch any kind of buzz.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, but that was an interesting summer. I don't remember much.
People give it to me all the time.
I know. It's,
I always have a ton of it.
Yeah.
Which I would just always leave for my house sitter when I was out of town.
Yeah.
But now that I don't have a house sitter. But like every time you do the roast battle at the Comedy Store, it's sponsored by LA Speedweed.
Okay.
So the guy that owns that, every time he sees me too, he'll hand me just stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm go, okay,
there it is. Something to give to somebody else.
Yeah, it's definitely, it's always like a gift. But people have made me my own pipes with like my name on it. And I'm like, thank you. Like, I don't even know how to use this.
I mean, if I'm going to just maybe watch Netflix by myself, I could do like a little tiny weak vape pen. But nothing crazy. I couldn't go out anywhere.
Mm-mm.
I can't be out on it.
No, I can't go. If that's gonna be something that I do, it has to be one of those nights where I'm in by like 4 o'clock.
Shut the phone off. Don't talk to anybody.
Be prepared to have some crazy dreams.
That's right, Matt Wright, NCSU, horticulture. Yep. That's right. That's what Jason Kaufman was the guy's name. Jason Kaufman. Google him.
Kaufman.
You ever done ecstasy?
One time.
Yeah. What was that like?
That was probably 15 years ago.
Right. Do you still make that anymore? They changed it to Molly.
The way you said that was like an old man. They even still make that anymore? They changed the name to Molly.
I don't like this new ecstasy.
The way you said that. I just wanted to talk to everybody. I was very interested.
Yeah.
And my friend Super Dan, who was the one, it was like our whole sketch company. It was like Halloween night. We were all at a party and he brought it for everybody of our friends.
Yeah.
And luckily he was like, I'm going to keep an eye on all of you, because I was just like, I just thought everybody was so interested.
I want to know everything about you.
And that's completely giving the wrong idea to dudes.
Right. Yep.
So they just made sure that they were constantly checking on me to make sure that I wasn't being taken away, because I was just like, oh,
that's interesting.
Fascinating.
Tell me more.
Yeah. So
it does do that.
Yeah.
First time I did it. A buddy of mine, we were going to a Dave Matthews concert, which was already fun.
Yeah.
And this guy named Joel, he hands me this pill. He goes, here, take this. I'm like, what is this? He goes, just take it. I'm like, I'm not taking it. What is it? He goes, it's ecstasy. I'm like, what? He goes, just take it. I'm like, whatever. So I took it. And then I immediately went and bought. I had no idea what this was going to do. I just trusted my buddy Joel.
Good idea.
That's dumb, by the way.
Yeah.
But he's a good guy. So I immediately go buy two of the biggest beers I could find.
Oh, God.
And so now we had lawn seats, just in the grass. And I got these two big beers. And I remember Joel saying, like, don't buy beer. You're not going to want beer. You're just going to want water.
You're going to be so thirsty.
Yeah. But you're not going to want beer. And I'm like, Joel, you're an idiot. I'm always going to want beer.
You're an idiot. You the guy that gave me this.
Anything about me and my love for beer. And so when it kicked in, I remember I was talking to everyone around me. I was having the best time. I was singing Dave Matthews.
Yeah.
And I had two girls dancing on me. And I had these two big beers still in my hand. I hadn't drank any of it. And I'm looking like, why am I holding these stupid beers? I got these two girls around me. And I looked at Joel and I just poured them right out in front of him. I was like, Joel, you're right. And just more dancing. I had a blast. But then, you know, when it comes down, that's where it gets really sad. Like when that feeling goes away, I remember going like, oh man, it's over. They call it rolling, and then it comes back when you roll on ecstasy. Not a good drug. Kids, don't do drugs.
Don't
They're horrible.
Drugs.
You'll have the best time of your life.
Become a rock star, and they give you them for free. That's from Love, Actually.
Have you seen that movie, Walk Hard: The Dewey Cox Story?
Yeah.
I think Tim Meadows' character is always like, don't do this shit, Dewey. You don't want no part of this weed. It makes you laugh at everything and have a great time. Like, he always said the nice things about drugs. There you go, folks. Yeah. This is fun.
Yeah, we might do this again.
Yeah. We've been kicking butt here. Anything you want to plug?
No. I'm just going to be in Connecticut at... Mohegan Sun.
Mohegan Sun. That's a great casino. You're going to love it there,
The third week of June, and then the end of June, I'll be in Pittsburgh at the festival that they're having there that Randy Bowers and them put on from the radio station.
Boom. Just FYI, my brother just chimed in. He said, telephoning only works on catfish. Because Jason is my buddy's... That did that is closer to my brother. So
how does it only work on that makes no sense.
We're gonna have to dive into that to another podcast, you guys. come see me at I don't know. I might be in Tampa, Charlie. Right now. I might be in Arlington, Washington. All my tour dates are at johnreep.com, JONREEP.com. Mm-hmm. Go there. Rate, review, subscribe, and share this podcast. Okay. Tell others about it. Tell them, spread the word. Word of mouth helps.
Yeah.
All right. You good?
Yeah.
Happy Friday, everybody.
Happy Friday.
And the radio up, I like to see sunrise. See the love in my woman's eyes. Feel the touch of my precious child. And no mother's love.